Je t'adore, Jay-Z. Jay-Z.
Of course I love you. I love all y'all. For real.
I love girls, 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 I do adore.
Yo, put your number on this paper, cause I would love to date you. Holla at you when I come off tour. Yeah. Now that Spanish chick, French chick, Indian and black, that's fried chicken. Okay. Yeah, fresh to death in Moschino. Coach bag looking half black and Filipino. Faking no jazz, got you a beat with a feeling cold.
I got a bad light skin from the valley. She be in the club with no panties. Young bitch, she do.
I'm a bar spitter. I'm a hard hitter. Yeah, I'm light skinned, but I'm still a dark nigga. I'm a good spitter.
Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama.
Cinnamon, I pounded harder. How come the only girls that I thought of are the light ones? Well, tonight then, we gon' do it for the dark ones. It's important that you are more than welcome to the Carter Four, and y'all enjoy it. I will go ahead and I'll kiss y'all on y'all forehead.
What's up, guys? It's Asia Shabazz. I'm a DJ, a mommy to a beautiful baby boy. I'm obsessed with all things music, pretty much. And I'd consider myself a Christian, but I'm a cool Christian. I was born and raised in LA, but I also reside in New York to balance out life's bullshit. And I am sitting next to...
Yo, what's up? It's Bren Colleen, author of Love Letters and Lighter Fluid. I'm a writer, a rap nerd, a grammar Nazi. I mean, I'm so damn woke, I could probably use some sleep. But fuck formality. I'm sitting next to my sister. We got about an hour left in this studio. Let's just get all the way into it. Oh, and if you haven't figured it out by now, this is the Mixtape Podcast. Duh.
I'm stuck in a basement sitting on a tricycle, girl, getting on my nerves. Going out of my mind, I thought she was fine. Don't know if her body is hers.
I'm hungry.
You got these nails.
Knock yourself out.
If you guys didn't watch Fresh Prince, then
unsubscribe now.
Yeah, because what the hell?
What's good, girl?
What is going on?
How you feeling?
I am all right.
We're on hump day.
We are on hump
day. Yeah, and you did not put me as your Women Crush Wednesday again.
They still do that? WC?
I didn't know what else a Wednesday was.
Do they still do that?
This is the 19th year. You forgot to fucking put me, bitch.
That reminds me of MySpace. Remember Top 8?
You were in mine.
Yeah, you were mine too. Yeah. But remember, if you move somebody out of 6 and 7...
I would move all you bitches for whatever nigga fight. I was dating.
Yeah, right.
So fraud. Like, you fraud ass.
Just because this like, time. What? Right.
First year? Oh. Mm-hmm.
I wish I knew my MySpace password because I have pictures on that MySpace.
I don't... I'm assuming... They're still up? Those still exist?
MySpace still exists, but my page is private, so I can't see any of the pictures that I posted.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see anything that's on there because I was a damn shame. But either way.
Yeah, what's going on?
How's the week been treating you?
It was good. Saturday we had
so far so good.
A kickball game.
This is the first day that my body actually feels regular again. I was so sore and tight. You know, I don't ever really move.
Work
much.
Out.
I don't
work
move out. Too much and too quickly all at one time.
You're not on that workout grind, girl.
It's slow.
Right. But our really good friend Jay Ryan, who you've heard before, him and Eric Bellinger, they had teams against each other.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They did like a, it was a grown up kickball game. Yeah. Team Jay Ryan
versus Team
Eric Bellinger. Mm-hmm.
And I got there late, but you were on Team Jay Ryan and y'all lost.
We But me and Jay Ryan showed up and showed out, is what I do know.
But it almost doesn't
Guess
count,
who was running those bases?
You.
Everybody else got... They were kicking the ball in the air and then fucking Chasing Cash would leap into the air like a fucking antelope and catch that shit.
Yeah.
It was those guys.
That was funny. Even Eric, though, like when I pulled up, his whole team had lime green
uniforms.
Shirts on. They were uniforms.
I said, when I got there, they're like stretching. They're like doing everything. And I was just like, where's the kickball game?
Bitch, that was the Super Bowl of the kickball games.
I thought it was going to be Feffy, Summer, Shauna, Karuchi, you. I thought I was going to be the Kobe of the kickball game.
Icebox. Remember you said that?
That's what I said. I'm going as Icebox from Little Giants. I will be there.
Right. Because you didn't
And
didn't
Junior
play the last
was
one.
There. There was this fine-ass guy with the torn ACL. Oh. He was Junior.
Was he?
From Little Giants.
Was he on your team?
He was on our
team. Was he good?
Yeah, he was really hot. He's just like too light-skinned.
Oh, well, you know. If he doesn't pass the brown paper
if
bag
you
test.
You can't... Or, well, you know me. Let me not get into it. But right. The kickball game was amazing.
Yeah, that was fun. And then a few days before, we went to the basement event.
Which also, niggas.
Yeah, I was lit that night, too. A friend of mine, Erica, she is the VP A&R of Def Jam. And she throws this really cool event once a month. And she likes to highlight really dope artists. And this one in particular, she highlighted, obviously, a really good friend of ours, Kay Roosevelt.
Yes.
What's up, boo? Shout out to you. I actually have not seen him perform since he dropped Do Me Now, which was years ago. So crazy. I just was mind blown by his evolution as an artist.
I saw him at this Hennessy event that we went to like a couple months back, and that was like that was like his first show post. Now I know how to slay the shit out of this guitar, and my dad's genes are through my DNA.
100%
moment.
Yeah.
For our listeners, obviously, Kay Roosevelt is. He's amazing. He's
talented.
So fucking talented. We adore him. He's a good friend of ours. But also his dad is Keb Mo. He's going to hate this. He's going to hate that we're doing this. But his dad is Keb Mo, who's just like another musical genius. They're just like how our group of friends, their group of friends, it's like his dad and Bill Withers and just like legendary black excellent kings that fucking dominated culture and music, you know?
So. And really nice guy, too. Like, he
and
actually...
good men.
Yeah, he's a really good guy. Great wife. Like, they're just awesome.
Bill Withers is my type. Just, like, 70 years younger.
I was like, your type?
He's my exact type. I want somebody who's so creative that they can't even stand it, but also don't want the attention and have to go away.
Okay, I'll take it.
You know, like, Bill Withers ain't out here. He's living in the cut, and that's how he likes it. But don't get it fucked up. Everybody knows Lonely Day. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows, I mean, I could do this all.
Yeah, it could happen.
It is
we get the point.
Sunshine,
but
everybody knows. But the whole point is Bill Withers, but...
No, yeah, it's dope.
He's not out here like Stevie, you know?
Word. Shout out to Rose. You killed it that night.
We love your performance, and we look forward to seeing more.
Yeah.
I like him in his performance bag.
No, hell yeah. Especially now that he learned that guitar, it just took everything to another level. And 1500 or Nothing was the main band of the night, so they played for every artist that night, which was really cool.
And that band, yeah, and they're all so good. It was
sick. I love an L.A. native show. Let me tell you something.
I love an L.A. native.
Right, period.
Okay, talk about it. We'll get into
that. But, actually, should we get into it?
I mean, we obviously have to go full throttle with Get It Off My Chest, but I have a Get It Off My Chest that makes me so fucking angry that I have to do it first and foremost.
Oh, okay. What's up?
It's the Jesse Smollett.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch. Mm-hmm. And I would also like to renege on our social media quote of last week.
You can't do that. It was mine.
Because when those MAGA motherfuckers have the audacity. And, like, you want to know what really pisses me off? Just to give you guys a brief rundown. Jesse Smollett, actor from Empire. Mm-hmm. He's an avid... He stands on the fact that he's a member of the LGBTQ RSTWXYZ Society. And he is a black man who is just, like... so talented and such a sweet, positive, uplifting dude. Like, no matter where he goes, he was attacked in the Chicago streets downtown and he was brutally beaten. They poured bleach on him. They put a noose around his neck. They called him every
word in the book.
faggot, nigger, every slanderous, racist, bigoted, homophobic slur they could think of. Mm-hmm. And now all the news outlet publications are saying that they can't classify this as a fucking hate crime.
Yeah, it's crazy.
These people screamed, it's MAGA country. Mm-hmm. The first of all, bruh, yeah. You're in Chicago and the South Side's right here. I dare you to do that a few blocks over.
Yeah.
Please, God, one time for a show.
Mike Epps actually just posted a video. I guess he's doing a show next week, and he literally posted a video saying, I'm going to be in the exact building that Jesse was in, and I'm begging you to come and find me.
He
literally, 30 seconds of him begging the people.
Any
He's like,
day.
If you're watching, if we can share this enough, can you please come and find me and try and do what you did to him?
You coward fucks. Mm-hmm. It's never, I just wish I would see one time those racist assholes be like, hey, brother. You're a nigger. You and me, one on one. Like, you'll never hear them ever just stand up on their own shit. It's always some group pussy
hiding
shit.
Hiding behind a ski mask, like, late at night, catching them off guard.
It's so cowardly. And then for the news outlets to say that they can't say it's a hate crime, and then also that we have no information on these fucking suspects in the middle of a cosmopolitan city outside of a chain restaurant. There's no surveillance footage that shows who these men are. We have no
names. Subway. You don't have y'all been around for way too long to not have any kind of video camera footage.
Y'all need to have a video camera footage with that other guy who was your spokesperson molesting kids on the low. Y'all need cameras in every corner of that motherfucker. Mm-hmm. But the fact that we know nothing about these suspects, we don't have a name, a face. If these men were black, their shit would be plastered on every news outlet right now. And not only that, they would have broke them down. And don't forget, in 2003, they bought weed and 100%. Got suspended.
They would have been found. Them. They would have. And then even the victim. Even the victim. They would have shined light on the victim. I feel like even Jesse being as big as he is, especially in the
LGBTQ and sometimes Y. I don't know.
Even being as big as he is, as a star, as an actor, as an advocate for all of that, like, he isn't, it's still not getting as much shine as you would think it would. Like, in the black community, obviously, but.
And that's another thing that I want to touch on, because obviously, just as us both being, like, a couple of mixed bitches doing a mixed-ass podcast, Jesse, too, is Russian, Polish, and black, and he's mixed as well. So everybody that wants to give us that whole, like, yeah, but you don't count. Tell that to the fucking racists, because they didn't get that memo. And neither the fuck did we. So let's, like, stand up together and for each other. Mm-hmm. Because these assholes are now in a place where they're not embarrassed to hide anymore. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing, because I
Trump
feel like,
is doing
fuck
that,
everybody
though.
Catch the fade.
Trump is doing that. He's bringing out
he's
racism
them a soap
from,
box.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, and it's not that they didn't exist. This has always existed in the crevices and corners of this fucking convoluted country. But either way, show me who the fuck you are. Let's pay attention to what's happening around us. Hopefully this brings us closer together and able to fucking prosecute. Them pouring a chemical like that, anything
bleach.
Flammable.
Crazy.
That the only, the like
they
the
tied
most,
a noose around his neck. Like a noose.
So disgusting.
Around
the
his neck.
The only charge that's worse than rape and murder, I mean that's just under rape and murder and rape, is if you put like a flammable substance on somebody. Mm-hmm. So whether they get charged with aggravated battery or however they dissect this to charges, because they can't call it a hate crime, I don't really give a fuck, because it's actually less of a sentence for a hate crime. Mm-hmm. They need to me also, it's attempted fucking murder.
No, 100%.
A noose, bleach.
Yeah.
And you stupid fucking racist. Clothes bleach doesn't bleach skins, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Ah,
you are mad.
It makes my skin crawl. Just because it's like, I don't know. And then you have those other people who are like, racism isn't real, you know? And it's
no, that's the part that's annoying. Yeah, that shit's wild, bro. And then even just like you said, him being mixed and them trying not to classify him under that, it's just like, well, hello. Hello, everybody.
That shit makes my skin crawl. I just.
It's crazy.
I mean, obviously, like, we knew this was the case. This country has been run by racists and has protected racists for as long as it's been in existence. But for shit like this to happen, my thing is, do this shit in a fucking city where you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, keep this shit wherever the fuck you guys keep this shit.
Yeah.
Because places like LA, New York, Chicago, the Bay, like, there's just cities where it's like...
Yeah, show up to 48th and 8th and do that shit. Bring that same energy over there.
It's gonna be, I mean... And that's the thing, you know what I mean? You keep shaking up the soda, then you get mad when you take the top off and it explodes. But that's what's happening out here, you know? Like, you gotta, there needs to be some sort of, like, rectifying this behavior. And, of course, Trump's not gonna denounce it.
He's not even gonna acknowledge it. Like, that's the thing. He acknowledged those kids, brought them to the White House, those kids that were screaming at that Native Indian.
Oh, of course, yeah, the indigenous.
He brought those kids to the White House.
That's how he moves. That's who he is. That's his code of conduct. But he needs, as the president of the United States, yeah, it's standard for you to denounce something like this because they're classified as your supporters because of what they said, the verbiage, the alleged red hat.
Right.
Like, yeah, I'm sure they're wearing the Make Kanye Black Again red hat version. No, you fucktards. They're MAGA supporters.
Did they have the hats on? I know they had ski masks on.
Yeah, well, they're trying to tiptoe around that. That's why, where's the footage?
Yeah, that's
You don't even have these guys walking down the street.
They were for sure screaming, this is MAGA country, for sure. So
it's too much. That shit infuriates me. I'm sick of it. I literally wish that I could... physically. I'm like, what you want? It's so annoying because I'm fucking 100 pounds, but really, like, it's frustrating. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's sad.
It's disgusting. I don't know. Do you have a... That's my first get it off my chest.
Okay.
Do you have one? Yeah, I gotta get off my chest.
Yeah,
get in your angry bag,
I don't know if I'm gonna get to the 10 that you were on.
No, get in your attitude bag, too.
Right, okay. So, recently, I was out partying in West Hollywood, I think, and I was just with friends. I had the night off. I wanted to go to the same party that I usually DJ all the time, and I just had, like, this run-in with... a socialite influencer.
Was it Jay Ryan?
No. Hey, sis. It wasn't. But he just had this, like, cunty ass.
Ooh, at him. Ugh. I'm kidding.
Who's that?
Huh?
I said, who's that?
I said, ooh, at him.
Oh. He just had this cunty ass.
Not he was cunty.
He was, though. He had that. I was like, what? He was. He had this cunty ass attitude, and... I had never met him before, but he hangs out with, like, some of our friends.
Wait, but can I say something? Because that's not even altogether true. Because remember, you guys were, like, fucking dancing it up at that carnival.
Oh, bitch, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's not
we
true.
We did, we both.
With us for a while.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But, you know, I've been gone for 5 years, so I always try and leave space for that, for people to be like, well, you know, I've been gone, so whatever. I only got home a year ago, so when I came home, bitch, y'all all had...
So you're all very comfortable with my friends.
You all had a whole new group of friends that I just had to accept because they were in the circle.
Yeah.
But either way, I had never formally been introduced to him.
Okay.
So we're hanging out at the same table. And so I go up to him. I'm intoxicated. I had been drinking a lot.
Okay.
It was my night off. And I'm like telling him, like, yeah, like, we have the same friend. I'm telling him who our friend is. It was Jay Ryan. It was Joey. And I'm like, it's Joey. And he's like, Joey who? And it was just like, bruh.
Because you know these Hollywood niggas only know him as Jay Ryan.
I said Jay Ryan, bitch. I was like, Jay Ryan. I was like, I've literally seen you at all the Boohoo Man events, all the Pretty Little Things. You're around, you know?
Yeah.
And he just shaded me. And
we've
it
done
was
bad photo booth pictures together.
Yeah, I'm pretty like, sure we on. Have. Yeah, so I just thought we were going to have a moment. The club was kind of dry, so I just felt like we're pretty much the only ones that are here right now.
Right.
So whatever, here's a moment. I was also drunk. But he just shaded me, and it pissed me. It should not.
You were furious. Because I got a missed call.
It was three in the morning. Because it shouldn't have ruined my night, but it did, because it just reminded me of, like, all these fucking socialite influencer implants that flew here. And it's just like, don't you know there's a difference between the ones that flew here than the ones that grew here? Like, this is our territory.
Right.
And honestly, I just feel like they should have, like, a check-in. Like, you know, in Gangbangers, like, you have their OGs and you just gotta, like,
check. I've always said that they need to pay dues
you
for
have
the OG
to.
Bag.
You're in our city. That's just what it is. Pay your respect. I wish
there was. We're gonna have to talk to Devin and Kevin and see if there are some bigger OGs that can enforce this.
Bitch, but
I would love for this to be.
It just pissed me off so much because it just was like, this is why our city is oversaturated with all this fucking people.
And
these
gets
people.
The reputation that it does, where everybody's judging our city based off people
that flew here. Yeah. Like the thing is when everybody's like, oh, LA so Hollywood, LA so this, it's really just like, nah, bro. If you meet the LA natives, we don't give a fuck about that.
We also all live outside of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Intentional.
And if you are successful in your job and maybe famous, that just really means that you're fucking successful in your job. It doesn't have anything to do with you being Hollywood, you know?
Yeah.
So people fly here thinking like, oh, I need to be this. Oh, I need to be Hollywood. And it's really just like, nah,
well,
bro.
Well, they think
like,
that posturing is part of it. And really, it's like, yo, we didn't come here. We're from here. We've been here the whole time. The stuff that's impressing you stopped impressing us when we were kids.
You're worried about followers. I'm worried about owning my home. Like, you still are roommating with somebody, and you got 100,000 followers.
LA, that ain't that expensive.
Yeah, thing. Y'all still got an Uber because you don't have a car. Things like that where it's just like you have no assets. You have nothing to sustain yourself in 10 years, except for your followers. Even with your followers, I'm pretty sure half of them were bought. So whatever, that shit just really pissed me off and it just reminded me of LA. And
there's that quote that goes on social media that's like, I'm sure you've seen it a million times, but I remember Carucci posted it and it was something where it's like, I wish people would start recognizing the difference between
the ones, LA natives, and
LA transplants, because transplants are the ones that fly here and want to be the next Kardashian. 100%. Like, the natives are chilling. Like,
yeah, we're just not
we're
on
not
that.
Doing, we're doing I mean, Taco granted, Tuesday. It, like, yeah, and game night and shit.
Granted, our Hollywood is our backyard and we do play in there. It's our playground.
There's a difference between dipping and dabbling.
Yeah,
and
that's
being
not our life.
End all, we, that's, none of that's us not pedestal our li- that
no,
shit.
No, that's not our
it's
life.
It's more bro. Like, fuck, well, she has a release and that's my nigga.
Yeah, I'm a go. I'm a go, you know? So it's just like that. I wonder when
you were infuriated,
bitch. I was so mad because it was just reminded
do
me.
Do you
of
ever
of it.
Have you? That's interesting because it kind of. Do you ever run into people that moved here while you were gone and you came back and they think that you came here,
bitch? That happened to me the first 6 months of me moving back home from New York. When I came home, there were a few friends in our circle.
Not in our circle, bitch.
Bitch, in our inner circle that I had to introduce myself to because they were just treating me like I was just a random. And it was just like, no, actually, I've been here. And this is my hometown. And I don't know you. And I've never seen you in my whole life. You would think. But the thing is everybody is just so caught up in their own perception of what life is. So that's just crazy. And I guess that's just the battle that we were always going to have to fight.
That's interesting.
But also, I just wish everybody would go. The best time
go
in
home,
LA.
Wherever you're from.
Go back.
Go there.
Go back.
And don't.
Our best season.
Turn your back on the place that raised you.
Our best seasons are holidays because that's when everybody goes home. The 405
home.
Be clear. The 101 be clear. Obviously.
School's out.
Girl's going to take me 30 minutes instead of 45 and I will take it. Okay.
So
that was my get it off my chest. That was.
One thing, and I think that just to like balance the negativity with positivity, because
I like that.
I'm just a positive person.
Are you? Okay.
No, I'm on my period and I feel crazy. Mm. But like, honestly, the one thing that does balance that for me is when transplants irritate the fuck out of me or they do some like, I'm new to LA shit, is when we have something where the whole LA tribe ends up in the same place at the same time. And it's like, oh, yeah.
I'm home.
Yeah, like, I'm my home. Niggas. It feels like home. You know what I mean?
No, like, I do. Like, our holiday party or...
Exactly.
A birthday. EP's birthday
anything
party.
Anything Gavin does. Anything AJ does. Mm-hmm. You know, tons of stuff. Aaron's birthday.
Aaron's birthday usually will bring everybody. Because, you know, Aaron went to school in L.A. and in the Valley. So her birthday party brings all of LA.
And I feel like Aaron's the one friend of all of ours that it's like, you've had a run in all our other social circles too. You know what I mean? Like, me and Aaron had a run for a second.
Right.
You guys had a run.
Right.
Like, everybody.
Right.
So.
Yeah, so that's cool.
But either way, shout out to the LA tribe.
Yeah. Ain't nothing like us, man.
Because, I mean, and that was, but also even at the kickball game. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I didn't know fucking Joey and Eric organized that. But once we get there, it's like, I've known Eric since I'm 18. Joey's one of us. And it's just like everybody they bring out, you're like hugging them. Like, damn, I ain't seen you. There was people that it's like I've known since I'm 15 that I hadn't seen in 4 years. No, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that was really cool.
So that was kind of another like. It brought it full circle. It balanced it out. So fuck the transplant.
Yeah, fuck y'all. And go home, Roger, please.
Also, go home to Gedunk, Iowa. It misses you.
It does. It does. New Jerseyers.
No. Girl, don't get me started on nope. Let me just, you know, took me to another, and this is impromptu, but just isn't it get it off my chest. Every single guy from New Jersey is trash garbage. And... And somebody needs to say that.
She's been waiting
to
say this.
They are so trash, every single one of you, and why?
She's been waiting.
I hate it. I don't understand why you all have to be trash at the same time. Can't you take turns? And how many trash people can you even have in one state? Isn't there a fucking limit? I know I'm not wrong because I was talking to Bridget, and she was just like, oh, Jersey niggas are so trash. I was like, oh. You know about that? They're trash. I was telling Ashley she lives in fucking... Queens. Where did she live?
Queens.
No, Ashley. No, Evelyn. Oh. Ooh, that might be a give right. up. That give it out. I'm tripping.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say where... Edgewater. Mm-hmm. It's like, you live in Jersey. I was like, I named 10 Jersey guys, and I was like, and they're all trash. And she goes, damn, you know 5 more than I do, and I live in Jersey.
Right, it's
they're
true.
All trash.
I think the only thing I can compare New Jersey guys to are guys from the IE.
But I don't even think all IE guys are trash as much as I think Jersey guys are.
I compare it in the sense of New Jersey. New Jersey
Hit-Boy are from the IE.
New Jersey is so close to New York that they claim New York. IE, it's very similar. IE claims LA, but they're not LA. At
but
the end
you
of the day,
think
you're not.
That, like, Chase and Cash and Hit-Boy have a right to claim LA?
I think that...
That means no.
I think that at the end of the day, if you're from the IE, claim the IE. And I'll take that.
No,
but
they
don't
do, though.
Claim
they do,
LA
though.
As no. IE. Yeah. It's IE. I don't have any... I don't shade IE like you shade Jersey. But at the same time, you're not LA, just how Jersey
okay,
is not
so
New York.
Okay, so you think Paula and Joanna can't claim...
That's why I said I don't shade IE. They claim LA? Does Paulette claim LA?
She loves the Dodgers, but I think that's just a Mexican thing.
Well, either way. But she's not... They are proud of being from the Inland Empire. Dope. Be proud, but don't claim it.
I don't think anybody's proud from being the Inland Empire.
Well, either way, she's not saying L.A.
And
all day.
Wait, I have a retraction because Victor Cruz is from Jersey and he's fine. He actually is not trash garbage.
But he didn't grow up in Jersey.
And also...
He grew up in the Bronx, didn't he?
No, he's from, like, Patterson? I don't fucking know his
name. Oh, right, Patterson.
But, And also Busy is from Jersey, and you also are not trash garbage, Biz. So there's two people in all of Jersey that aren't trash garbage that are men.
Okay.
But moving on.
Yeah, let's move it on. Let's move it to our next segment.
Our pillow talk segment.
It is pillow talk time. What was the whimsical song that you wanted?
Chattering, the more you know.
There you go. I'm going to actually create that sound bite next time. I started it last week. Do you want to start it?
I just don't want to talk.
What? Where we at? Where we at this week? Let the listeners know.
You're such a little asshole.
Fine. Let them know.
I don't want to have to stand on this, but I did it.
You did.
You feel me?
You did.
So no data.
Yeah, what's
has left us. Rest in peace.
Bless he.
Amazing grace.
Dong.
No, he's actually just died in my heart and in my pussy. He has not passed away or left this earth.
I
turned out that I actually went through his phone.
Oh, did you?
You know, I'm not even a go-through-a-phone type of bitch.
Ooh.
I don't know. Have I ever done that in the history of relationships?
You never ever fucked with a guy that you needed to do that.
And that's what I'm saying. I've never fucked with a nigga
that
made me
feel
like I have
to. Ever. Bravo for that up until today.
And I am a petty, sneaky. I had some sneaky phases, bitch. I've never once done anything like that. I had this one... boyfriend, then I had to hack his computer, but he was acting a fool. That was after.
Right, right. And that was a lot.
Humiliate me publicly.
Yeah, that was a whole lot. Yeah, that was a whole lot, bitch. Yeah.
But I've never
done that. So you went through his phone. Aww. Just talk about it. Get it out so we get past it.
So, no, but the whole story is really, like, I had been at his house, and he fell asleep, and I didn't, and, like, I think I wanted to have sex again, so I was doing the, like, rub your ass up to wake him up.
Oh, were you?
He wasn't waking up, and then he said some shit, I don't want to, like, disclose everything, in his sleep that really got me in my head. Mm. So then I was like, what the
fuck? He was sleep talking?
What the fuck does that mean? And snoring wild, which he never really did, but I guess whatever. That nigga was just like, bitch, I just came. I'm knocked out. Mm-hmm. So fucking, I was like, I'm going to the living room. I need to smoke this off and go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Because secretly, I had like a really early meeting on that side of town the next morning. So I was like already trying to like plan to be there.
Yeah.
So I'm out there smoking, and then, like, his phone lights up, and I was like...
It lit up?
Yeah.
At, like, that time at night? Yeah. What time was it? Like, 4?
At least, like, 2-something, 3-something.
Okay.
And then I was like, man, there that is.
Yeah, ding!
Just over there smoking, like, that's right there, and I'm right here, and we're both here at the same time.
Might as well.
I don't know what the fuck came over me. I just, like, I was just, honestly, the truth of the matter is I felt like either find out the truth about this nigga and dead this now before you get way too invested, or put your overactive imagination to rest and stop fucking suspecting that everybody's fraud, you know? Like,
so you went with the first one.
So then I had opened that phone, and turned out everybody is a fraud.
Everybody.
My suspicions were right, ladies and gentlemen. Just as I suspected, he was a fuckboy. And
he was. He was. Ooh, so you found out.
Broke my heart.
Damn, bro. Well,
I had to. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I'm happy that we found this out in the beginning of the year. Bitch, I hated him. Now
we
can talk about
it. I listened back to our other podcast just to see your reactions to him. I would always talk about him like, I like him so much. And you'd be like, whatever makes you happy.
I was trying to be the supportive friend, bitch. You know how you got to be a supportive friend in situations.
You got to hold it down for the
I'm going to hold you down, bitch. If that's where you want to go, we going to go there. And then when things like this happen, I'm going to be like, yes, please, let's go. Let's go.
So are we out then? So yeah. I'm going to start the car. Get your things.
That's exactly how I felt.
And then I would go back up, and then you're out there honking the horn.
Like, I thought we were leaving. I thought we were going.
He had explained it. It was me. Turned out it was all me again.
Everything. Like, every time that's what would happen, bitch. I thought I would have your bags packed. You would still have
your
carry-on.
Bring your furniture.
You would still have your carry-on, girl. You would be like, Lee. Well.
So I went through the phone, and I saw he was talking to some basic white girls.
Ooh.
Random names.
Hmm.
And it was just like, my lady boner went all the way down, and then I just really wanted to take, like, a shower because he had just been inside me, and I was disgusted.
I can only imagine. And how, like, just disappointing. Like, I don't want to say heartbreaking as if you were in love with him, but it's still just, like, gut, like, ugh. Like, man, you know, like, that has
to
be, like...
I just hate that I almost trusted a guy, and now it's like,
Well...
Trust you guys.
That's life.
We don't do that.
Well, I'm happy that it happened in the beginning of the year because I felt like it was dragging along. And I feel like now we can just go on into the rest of the year and be positive and happy.
And I can just, like, conduct myself like a respectable citizen and 100%. Start dating men over the age of 30.
Well, that part is, too, like, girl.
A lesson for us all, you
the
guys.
The lesson learned.
No, wait. So I get that information, and all that's going through my head is Ashley telling me, you know, some women can't hold their information and some women can, like, and I'm just thinking, like,
oh, because you found out and he's still sleeping in bed.
No, he's sleeping in bed. He's knocked out. I find out he's talking to these two girls.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. Saw them on Instagram. They're fours at best. That's not the point here.
Mm-hmm.
The point here is I'm fuming because this sounds crazy, but, like, something that, like, I really find attractive as men is, like, when they kind of have, like a revolutionary aspect to them in regards to just like being a black militant man.
Oh, shocker. That's what you like in men?
This might throw you guys
didn't
off.
Even know,
sure,
girl.
No idea.
Didn't even know.
So we had that whole
bond
connection, which mm-hmm. no, you say bond, I say his audition, apparently. Well, this clearly needs to be an actor.
It was a pilot.
Bitch. So I thought it was an understanding. Turns out it was a lie. Mm. Because he used to give me so much shit because I also, like, a bunch of years ago dated a white guy for a bunch of years. Mm-hmm. And he would always give me shit like, oh, that's you. Like, you fuck with those. Like, oh, that's you. Don't ever do that again. And it's like, nigga, you fucked with those too yesterday,
bruh. You still do. You still
do. You're tight, my nigga. Yeah. I mean, like, now that I'm like, take a step back and understand everything that happened. It's like, that's where you need, that's your lane. Mm-hmm. Stay there. Because, like, it's right. The kind of, like, naive white girls that it's like, your game is for them.
Mm-hmm.
I hate myself that I fell for the same game as them.
Right.
I do think
But you were also, it was just things that you liked about him, too. I still don't think that you were wrong for that. Everything that
he
you were attracted
a lot
to.
Of,
yeah.
Remember when I was like, he meets a lot of standards, but not really like 34-year-old expectations.
Well, because he wasn't 34.
Young, small child. So I decide that can't hold this secret. Gotta wake the guy up. We're all in here together and this ship is sinking.
Mm.
So I wake him up and I'm like, you're fucking other bitches.
Mm.
And that nigga just like does classic 26-year-old response. Like, who am I? Where am I? What's happening?
I wish I could have been
a fly on
the wall.
I'm so sleepy. Who are you? Who am right. I?
Right.
You know, just like full amnesia. I wanted to be like, nigga, you know I wrote that script, right? Like, first of all.
Classic. It's a classic
I know
one.
Everything you want to do. Did all of that at the age of 21.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stop it. So he's doing that. Then he, like, bugs out. And he's like, where are you getting this from? Where is this happening? Then this nigga's like, this is my favorite reaction out of all his reactions is when he goes, are you okay? I'm worried about you. Now I feel like you're really
love,
losing.
Love
I was
the
like,
manipulation.
Yeah, it's me. I've really lost it. I'm going off the deep end.
I love the manipulation.
And it's cute because it's like kindergarten manipulation.
Yeah.
Where it's like, damn, I ain't never even had a nigga so young. He did this kind of game before
right.
this. I never got finessed by a guy. Every guy I've ever known has been pretty straight up. If it's ever been on some funny shit, it was really casual. It was never in depth.
Yeah.
But, like, now I'm at this place where it's like, I only want to date one guy at a time. You know what I mean? And I probably wouldn't have learned that if I wasn't fucking with no data.
Mm-hmm.
What I hate the most about, like, that whole circumstance is that it's like, he was really pushy about, like, the seriousness of, like, our relationship and where it was going and what he wanted and all this stuff. And I was really trying to give him the space to, like, be himself.
Bitch, this motherfucker wasn't just pushy. He was pretty much trying to fucking put a fucking ring on your damn finger.
Well, he was trying to be like, fuck it, let's be together.
He wanted
and then
to say,
I
love you.
Crip walk around it.
He wanted to say, I love you. He wanted to lock
no,
you down.
No, but okay, well.
He wanted all that shit.
Going through the phone, that's his shit. He wants that from whoever. You could be a white four named Hannah. You could be me. You could be Monique the comedian. You could be Shakira. Like,
that was his
I
MO.
Was talking. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, he just, and it actually, and then that's when I turn into my dad's daughter. It's actually really sad because black men out here are looking for, like, love and acceptance, like, in, like, the wrong kind of capacity because of, like, how they were nurtured when they were coming up. And it's just fucked up. Like, it makes me sad that it's, like, you're thirsty for that connection. Like, what are you trying to validate? Like, what are you missing that you're trying to make whole? Like, it's just sad.
Do you even think that he's missing anything? Or do you think that he's running through 26-year-old life right now? At 26
no,
for
like,
a man?
No, because, like, he's not all the way stupid. Like, he's smart enough to have perspective and like proper perspective. So to me, like, he'd even like after I called him out and like after I'm assuming like he didn't know like how I found out whatever, and I'm assuming anybody who knew was like, you dumbass, she went through your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, duh.
Mm-hmm.
But when he figured that out, he sent me like this whole long thing where he was like, I'm dark, I'm a bad person, I'm fucked up. And it was just like, I remember when I did that to Kay.
Yeah.
When I got caught cheating and I was like, oh,
I'm
just a tortured
person.
Creative.
Yeah.
I can't escape my own demon.
Right.
Like, so he's doing that and he thinks it's like, I don't know, meaningful. I'm sad because I wanted it to be something that it wasn't. And I wanted him to be something that he wasn't. You know what I mean? So it is what it is.
Yeah.
But how do we feel about going through phones? I think it's taboo as fuck and nobody should ever do it.
I mean, it's interesting now at the age that we're at to think about going through phones, but it's not out of the norm for girls to go through guys' phones. Right. My theory on going through phones is if you go looking for something, you're going to find something. So if you're going to go through a phone, expect to find something, you know, period, point blank.
I honestly expected, because my ex-boyfriend before that, he went through my phone like years earlier. And then I was like, I'm going to do it back. Mm. And I did it. And it was like his friend had cancer. And I was so moated.
Yeah, like, it was like crazy was shit. Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, it was like, let me look at this phone and put my shit to rest.
Yeah.
I wasn't like, oh, no. Like, right. You're actually a fraud.
A fraud, right. I mean,
I didn't even think that was a option.
Yeah, but that kid that you're talking about who you went through your phone and it was nothing.
He was a real person.
Yeah, he was different. He was like, you know, man. You honestly have not really fucked with many fuckboys.
I don't. I try to think that they're not attracted to me because it's like, that bitch is too honest. You know what I mean? Like, that bitch will fucking blow my spot up. She'll tell all my hoes. Like, right. I just want to say that right. If you have hoes, I am not the girl for you. Mm-mm. Like, I'm not for you.
I mean, I don't know. I think at the end of the day, if you go, for the majority of people, if you go through somebody's phone, you're going to find something. Even if it's not anything. Like, if you're going through, you can see something that something's there that it's not, you know? Especially now at our age, like, you really think that a guy's not going to have friends with girls?
If they go in my phone and see the group chat with EJ, Joey, and Karuchi,
right.
I look like a predator.
Exactly.
Okay? Like, I'm telling you today.
You can really see something and it can be perceived as something that it's not, you know? So it's a very, very dangerous territory to enter.
I don't condone it. I hate that I did it. It makes me feel so Black China.
But obviously your spirit was telling you to go in it. You had been.
You are such a fucking queen, bitch.
I'm just saying it. You have been fighting.
You
have been fighting with yourself this whole time, knowing something was off, you know? You got
to
trust
yourself. Because I wanted to jump all in and I was like, why don't I want to? Like, something's holding
me back. You have to trust you. There was a reason why it wasn't running as smoothly as it should have been. As much as you guys had in common, as much as what was happening, like, it should have been running more smoothly than it was. And I just feel like you just listened, and I'm proud of you for
doing
it.
Yes, intuition comes through.
Yes, okay.
Who knew?
Aligned, girl. Aligned.
I know. I was just more so like, you rookie-ass bitch. You let a 26-year-old finesse you.
Well.
But, ooh, damn. Did I say his age before?
Yeah, you've been said it.
Oh. Because that's embarrassing as fuck. So moving on.
You been said it. I wasn't going to say it, but you said it.
I don't. So, I mean, whatever.
It happened. Goodbye. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. I'm so happy he's gone, girl.
You hated him.
I just felt like it wasn't what you need in life. Like, and you were holding on to something that you were holding on to the potential and like what you thought was there, but it wasn't. Cause if it was, it would have been good, you know?
Well,
and that's the problem with us as women. Like, we hold on to potential. We hold on to the things that we like. And because of that, we're missing the actual truth. You know,
that's all. I mean, like, and then the next day I told you when I woke up and you were like, are you good? I was like, I feel good.
Yeah.
Like, the truth makes me feel good. Like, I feel good when I have it. I'm a writer. I'm an over-researcher. I always want to know the truth, mm-hmm. regardless of how it makes me feel emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
If I have the truth, I can work with that. You know what I mean? And for me also, like, if I was him, I would have been like, yeah, I fucked another bitch. I asked you to be my girl this many times and you're over here crip walking
if
around.
If he really it. Had game.
If he was really a real nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you been over here fronting on me.
Uh-huh.
What do you think I'm doing?
But that obviously goes to show that that's not even what he was really on.
But no, because he was too fake. He was like, bitch, I am committed to this lie. You think I'm fucking coming out of this? First of all, where am I? Like I said.
Like, whose house are we in?
Bitch, he was going to swear to God sitting on God's lap. Like, I swear to God, I fuck no other bitch but you.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay, so RIP No Data.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Hashtag RIP No Data.
Not
hate
fun.
It had to be you, brother.
Yeah, but I'm happy, so see ya. Good riddance.
No, she's not. Okay, shout out to my next ex-boyfriend.
Thank you. Next.
Mm-hmm. Hello, somebody.
Yeah,
so speaking of that, so I swan dived into... I'm back on Raya.
Are you? It's so interesting that we're talking about this. We were talking about this at brunch on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I'm like learning all these new ones. There's the league.
I'm back on the league.
There's Hinge.
I had to delete that. I almost started fucking with Hinge because SG went on a date and she's like, I met this guy on Hinge. It's the kind, it's like straight people grinder, I think, where it's like done with like geometrically, like depending GPS, where you mm-hmm. are. Nobody's by me.
Nobody?
It's like whitewash black boys.
Oh. Well.
They're for somebody.
So which ones do you have to be accepted to?
Yeah, Raya and the League. So I'd rather just stay on those two.
Do now. You, though, do you get just run into the same people?
Yeah, I told you when I reactivated my Raya account, this one guy messaged me like, hi again. And I'm like, damn. I'm a bitch with pride. You don't do shit like that. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Hey, fancy meeting you here.
It's been a while since I've been on here. Like, shh. Quiet on my ass.
Right. That's
but funny. I mean, like, I'm not crazy about anybody. I'm not crazy about that whole thing. I just, the only reason I like Raya is because it's like, yeah, look at pictures of me and here's a song I like. Like, yeah. I don't want to fucking.
It's easy.
And then also, you know me, I hate chit chat. So when they're like, tell me about your book, it's so beautiful. It's like.
So you guys can like have a chat room, like message each other and all of like that. So then how many chats do you have before you go on an actual date with somebody that you meet on there?
I haven't gone on a date off Raya since, like, last year at some point.
Mm.
I can't even remember.
Have you gone on a date with anybody from the league?
Probably. I've gone on a lot of dates before.
But what are these people like? Like, when you actually get on the date, is it, like, what you thought it was? Is it corny? Like,
the last time I went on a Raya date, it was, like, M'Baku Bay. Mm. Remember I told you that, like, he was, like, the bad guy from Black Panther. It wasn't actually him.
Right.
But he was, like, that massive Nigerian guy who was, like, 6'9".
Mm-hmm.
Really nice guy, but, like, very Catholic. And, like, what am I going to do with that?
Mm-hmm.
So, they're nice and it's cool because it's, like, I don't know. That's why I fucked with No Data, because to me it's like, I fuck with you, you guys are great people, but it's like, there's no chemistry here.
Yeah.
On those kind of dates, it's just the guys think there's chemistry, and you're just like, all right,
where's the check?
Yeah, but they think it's real chemistry.
Ooh, bitch. Because they're looking for it. Obviously, if you're on the app, when I think of those things, I just think of, like, Match.com, like, when those things first started.
So, how long have you been looking for someone?
Yeah, exactly. Christian Mingle.
No, I'll be like, how many times have you done that? I'm regular, though. You know how I am. Like, I'm so casual. Like,
it's also probably just a way easier way to meet people, especially in the city. And especially when you're from here and you know everybody.
And especially when you work too much.
Right. What? So, I was talking to another mommy friend.
Yes.
And her daughter is about to be 3, I think. And she's no longer with her baby father. And she's
her baby father.
And she's ready to start fucking. She's not even ready to
fucking, bitch.
Let me get straight to the point. She's not even ready. She's not even ready to date yet. She just wants to start having sex. And she's.
Which comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Which one, girl? Which one? But she's just at a place right now where she doesn't want to commit to anybody. She doesn't want to have, like, a relationship. She's just not there. But she wants to be intimate. She wants to get her rocks off, you know?
I hate when you say that. Get her rocks off.
That's the corny in me.
Like,
but
a school special. Okay.
Well, whatever. So she's, like, having a hard time because she's trying to figure out, how do you do that? How do you do that as a single mom with a toddler? Like, where she doesn't want to bring a guy back to her place because
so she has to go to his.
Right. At the same time, too. But then there's like a situation where she likes the guy, this one specific guy.
Oh,
that
so she
likes.
Already is talking to somebody. She
has a prospect. Yes. She's
not a prospect.
She got one.
She said, don't worry.
She got one. She has one, but there's a situation where she doesn't want to go to his house and she doesn't want him to come to her house because her kid lives there, you know?
Why? Does he have a kid, too?
What's yeah, he has a kid, too. So she's trying to figure it out. She's like, do I get a hotel? What do I do?
You don't.
Let bitch. Me
guess who doesn't get the hotel, friend of the show?
Right.
You don't.
Well, I don't mean her specifically getting the hotel, but do they get a hotel? Well, mm-hmm. How do you actually go about doing something like that in that situation? That's crazy.
Why don't they just, like, go to Palm Springs and get her back blown out for a weekend or
but
something.
But that's the thing. She doesn't want to leave her child for too long. She doesn't want to make it a thing for a dick appointment, you know? So it's just interesting, talking because when you think about it for that mommies sucks, like that.
There's nothing. At least one option, car sex. Ooh. And we're too old for car sex. Trust me, I did it this year.
You might bust
and
a hip.
And it's ridiculous.
You might bust a hip, bitch.
I almost put my knee out of place. Fuck with these fucking children.
What do you do? Recline the chair? You just lay in the back seat?
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, you said
I've actually done a lot of car sex.
I mean, I did too back in the day, but that's what I'm saying. Like, what do you do as an adult? Like,
it's trash.
I don't even know how you get to car sex. As an adult, how do you get to car sex? When you're a kid, you're like horny and shit and whatever. As an adult,
I'm still like
I would be like, you don't want to go to a bet.
I'll be like, right now. Like, you know, I'm extra. But like,
what that boy you were.
It's trash. Not, no, it wasn't just that boy. I've done car sex with a lot of people that I've dated before.
Okay.
And stop speaking ill of the dead. God damn it. I'm sick of this shit.
Either way, so
but
the question
it's
is for
new car sex because if the nigga's tall,
he's ooh, not moving. That's all on you, ooh, bitch. You gotta put in all
he's
the work.
He's not moving.
You gotta
like,
put in all
I
the work.
Move.
That's why I said you go in the back seat, maybe.
I think you just like.
I don't want to see.
Get on
you don't
top.
Have to
well,
show
just,
me. You went from not wanting to talk
being
about
an acrobat. We can move on. And I'm sick of you trying to reject my ways. And I'm just trying to teach you something as a princess.
This is a PG-13 almost R.
Is it?
No. I am. She's not.
You are a PG-13 girl.
Almost R.
And I can't believe. No, this is just like when you used to say burnt caramel. You're just regular PG-13, bro.
I think I'm an almost R.
I can't believe I never thought of calling you PG-13 before.
Well, don't start, bitch.
Today is the day. And it will never end.
Invented on this podcast.
I can't wait till your funeral because I'll be like, PG was literally the closest person to me.
Bitch, I will ban you just like how Joey's banned, okay? Y'all not allowed to talk.
Yeah, okay. Everybody know Joey's not allowed to talk at nobody's funeral.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, I don't even know what the solution is.
What
I think
is it? How do you know?
You kind of just have to feel it out. You know
I
what
guess.
I mean?
I don't
go
know
with
what
the flow.
Tell her, but I'm
I think,
like,
but
girl.
Also, there's going to come a time where it's like.
That's what I imagine. That's what I
you
said
have
time.
To tell them, like, you guys both, I mean, and you're going to run into this. Like, you have mm-hmm. a baby. Like, mm-hmm. when you have a kid, you're going to want to fuck again. Mm-hmm. So when do you do that? You know what
and
I mean?
And she's waited almost 3 years. So it's like,
three
now.
3 years.
Yeah, bitch.
I feel like I'm ready to have sex again, too.
Well, get it going. Alexi needs a cousin. So I'm here for it. Figure it out.
Asia, did you not just hear my story? I'm not procreating with one of these asshole.
I know, but maybe if we go
steamers.
Back to letting your guard down, you would open yourself up and find a very nice gentleman to have a baby with.
I couldn't imagine having sex with a very nice gentleman.
Okay. Well, moving on.
Shall we?
We're going to go into our process segment. The process.
Yeah. Do you want to start it? Do you want me to? I started Pillow Talk, and that was very humiliating.
It was great, though, and I'm proud of you, okay?
Okay! Yes. Proud, bitch.
I am a proud mom,
yes.
Okay?
I hope I get a present.
What am I going through this week? It's interesting because, Joey, we are talking about you a lot. We got to bring you on to the
He's
next episode.
Yeah. He has to come on this episode.
He has to.
We need to have him, EJ. We need like
all
a little Kiki.
A whole entire situation.
Moment where they could just like read this city for Phil.
No, and yeah. Play. And yeah, exactly. But we were talking to him on Sunday and he had just came from church. And he was talking about how the word was so good because PT was pretty much talking about not settling. And knowing your worth and having either a hard yes or a hard no when it comes to, you know, what you're being paid or just things in life, yeah. anything, you know, opportunities, yeah. whatever.
Yeah.
And it really struck a chord with me because recently, you know, being a DJ, you're self-employed.
Right.
And people don't understand that as a DJ, if you're not working on a holiday, you're not getting paid for a holiday.
Right, right, right.
We don't get health insurance. You know what I mean? Like, we don't get the benefits. We don't get any of that. So if you're not booked 7 days a week, you're not going to get a 7 day a week check, you know, period, point blank. So your rate is your rate. And I had a situation where a specific client, he books me a lot and I love him so much, but he was recently asked me to come on to another party that he's doing, which I absolutely would love to do. But because he books me so much with his other parties, he asked to actually lower this rate on this specific party. And it was just like ridiculously low to the point where I'm like, again,
I'm not on clearance.
I have to pay my nanny every time I leave the house.
Yeah.
If I have to pay somebody already to leave the house, whatever I'm doing when I leave the house,
I need that.
I need it to make up for what I'm doing, you know? Yeah. So it kind of put me in a situation because it's like I had to think about it where I'm like, yeah, you do pay me a lot in all these other situations, but now you're trying to lower my rate so low in this situation that when it evens out, I don't know if it's worth it.
But you pay me that rate because that's my rate.
That's the thing. And
so that's what my rate is,
and
right?
At the end of the day, like, you're paying me and you pay me what you pay me because I'm doing a job and I'm doing it very well and you're hiring me as a person, you
right,
know?
Right.
Not to toot my own horn, but I put on...
Beep,
bitch. I put on a very motherfucking good show, okay? You get popcorn, you get soda, you get it all, you know?
Yeah.
So I just felt like I was torn because it was just kind of like, what do I do in this situation? Do I accept it? And then once you accept one low rate.
Oh, that's when they try to lowball you into your grade.
And I, not for nothing, my stock is going up, okay? She's about to go back on tour at the end of February.
Yeah.
So it just kind of was like, I don't really
she
know.
She means herself when she says she. Sometimes she talks like a queen.
But fine. I am. I'm about to go back on tour. Like, I'm doing really well. So
okay,
I am. Well, won't
you
he do it?
Gas yourself up. Who gonna gas you up? Boo?
He do it. So ultimately, it was interesting that he brought that up because it is like you have to know your self worth, and you should have a hard yes or a hard no. You know, and being able to say. To have your hard no means something because that person is either going to come back and be like, you're right, I'm going to pay you what you deserve, or the next thing is going to come along and you're going to actually get paid what you think you deserve to get paid, you know?
I have that like all the time when it comes to with like ghostwriting and screenwriting and shit like that when it's just like, okay, well, it's this. And then we'll be like, well, that's a little high. And at this point, I'll literally be like, Google screenwriters.
Yeah.
Like what? Google what it should be and then come back at me and we could talk. Like I'm not... This isn't a negotiation. Other people have... This is my rate because other people have paid it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not willing to, then you need to find somebody else to work with. And that's fine,
too. That's
cool.
We could do that. Yeah. That's a thing. Like,
but
it just...
To argue with you about my rate...
And then also, not for nothing, if you're going to pay me a lower rate, I'm probably going to go in there with a lower rate attitude, you know? Because...
Yeah. This is my half-off mix.
Yeah, you just only getting the soda tonight. You're not going to get the popcorn.
Oh, all the curse words are censored. I thought that that's what you do on the 50% off mix.
Exactly.
The fuck?
Exactly.
No, so. These are last year's hits.
Right. Exactly. You got that crate, 2016
exactly.
crate. So either way, I don't know. That's my process right now and just kind of recognizing it and having enough confidence in what I do and knowing that what I do it very well and I deserve to get paid
okay.
that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, honey, and she's...
Doing it well.
Yes. So, and she's saving for retirement, honey.
Yeah.
So, we need
to... represent Queens. You was raised out of Brooklyn.
So, that's my process.
Not retire and college funds,
and,
daddy.
And college funds.
So, we out here planning and structuring.
Planning three different bank accounts, okay?
Revenue streams.
Get the fuck off.
Did you see when that guy? I was trying to do it like that one white boy that I always am sending you his fucking Insta. I love that. I hate the Asian one. Now, while we talking, while we got meme beef in this motherfucker,
mine
don't
is
tag
good.
Me in the Asian one
mine
anymore.
Mine is good. The other one is
no,
annoying.
The white boy said, pull up in the demon on God. Looking like I still do fraud. No.
And he looks like he should be on all of that.
What's all of... You mean all that?
All that. Well, whatever. See, Full House.
Not even...
That's what he looks like he should be on. He looks like he should
Speaking
be
of Full
with
House,
the twins.
Did you know that... So, just to bring everything full circle, Jussie Smollett's sister... was Journey, that actress, Journey. She was in, like, I think Eve's Bayou and a bunch of other shit.
Oh, she was Michelle's bestie
Michelle's
on Full House.
Michelle's homegirl.
I love her.
Who I want to shout her out. Yeah. What was her name as Michelle's homegirl? I'm not going to remember it either. She was bomb, though.
Curly
bitch.
Hair.
And she was another little mixed queen and putting on for us when we didn't have no representation.
And now that you say that, too, their other friend, T and Tamara's little brother.
Taj, he went to my school.
He was also...
Taj Mori.
It was both of them repping. Hello. mixed
Michelle,
breeds.
You better have your diverse. Yes.
Exactly, girl.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Well, my process is still pounding at the keys, mm-hmm. per usual. But I finished my scripted, so I'm so excited.
Yes, bravo. I wish we had, like...
Oh, that's what we need, like an applause.
Yes.
But did you ever... You could do this. I used to when I was little after my sing-song performances. No. Finally, I put one with you.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, remember when you were little and you do a round of applause and you thought that was clever? Mm-hmm. No, but I finished that, so I'm excited. And I am getting started on the book, which is... They're both titled Mixed and Delirious.
Yes,
you can steal the title if you want, but they're both registered. So I will sue you down, baby.
I'm so looking forward to that. I need some of your read.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited for a few people to really hear me on the page in regards to just like screenwriting and stuff like that. And through the screenwriting, I score everything that I write because I'm OCD and a music Nazi. So that's really fun. It's just, it literally is, it's the most fun you could have with your clothes on. It's just the best thing ever.
That's dope.
So I'm really excited to be on the other side of that. God, and I'm really excited to fucking get like waist deep back into my book writing just because I haven't published a book in over a year, and I feel like, who am I? Where am I?
Well, baby steps, too, and you work your ass off. So at the same time, I wouldn't disregard that.
I have no ass. Perfect.
There you go.
So. But no, it's good to be on the other side of that. And other than that, just like the daily grind.
Yeah.
I have 5 a.m. mornings for the rest of the week.
That's fun. It's a fun time.
You know, I am not a morning person. No. I prefer to stay up till 5, not get up at 5.
You're a night owl. I'm like, I honestly...
You love a morning, bitch.
I love a morning, and I also have a son who loves a morning. So,
here we are. Here you're probably tricking him. My mom used to trick me into thinking I was a morning person.
Really?
No, I don't know.
He just wakes up happy regardless.
No, I was just going to say, he wakes up like...
Happy. He gets it from me.
Who's in a good mood?
Yeah, exactly.
That smile.
My child.
Yeah.
That is my
this
child.
Guy.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the cutest ever.
Uh-huh. All right, so I guess we'll move it on to our almost last... No, we've got a few more. To our This Shit Go segment.
My favorite.
Yeah, you want to start
only
it off
because, with? Bitch, last Tell me. Night I went to this Jacob Banks show.
Ooh.
This man is so innately talented. Mm. I was genuinely speechless. I left there feeling like I had sex. Like, I was just like, I was out of breath and inspired and just like floored. Like, you're just like floored. It's next level, the show that this kid put on.
What kind of music does he do?
It's kind of like, if I had to like put it in like a specific genre, I would say kind of like new folk blues, kind of. It's hard to kind of box it. Like, it's hard to box it. His range is insane. I already knew that his baritone and his tenor was a fucking problem, but he did like these like, he did this one song that isn't on his project where he like went into like all these like falsetto runs that were just like
crazy.
What?
Yeah.
You can go in that upper register. He just, and then
what?
His dick print was as big as my whole house. It wasn't even, it's not me.
You just had to bring that dick print into this podcast.
Fuck? His dick print was as big as my house. And I know it was literally like, huh.
I'm asleep.
Whatever, PG-13. I'm just letting you know that it was a treat for all of everybody.
Does he have a girlfriend? Did you like him?
I can't pay attention to him because of my disorder. Right. I got to leave that man alone. He's probably 26.
Wow. Learn that lesson.
But he's amazing. And I'm obviously picking him for my song because how can I not? So this is Jacob Banks, Chain Smoking.
Yeah.
Getting harder to breathe, chain smoking your love. Can't be good for my sanity, can't be good for my love. Chain smoking your love. Chain smoking your love.
to the Lord. It's getting harder to breathe. Cherry smoke in your life. Can't be good for my sanity. Can't be good for my lungs. Cherry smoke in your life.
Mr. Banks, nice to meet you.
Jacob Banks, welcome to the state. Stay a while.
Make I can't wait to go and actually now like download his album.
No, please. It's called The Village. His project is
sick.
Whoo! He has some real situations on there. So I'm excited to see where he goes. I feel like, you know how I feel about music. Like if I don't find it first, I don't want to hear about it. So I feel like I got to him right before LA found out. So I'm happy about it.
But was his show sold out last night?
It was.
Oh, so
it was a lot of industry people who, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, they usually keep their ear.
Right.
So now we're on to my next song. And it brings
can't
us
wait.
Like you're about to be. I'm going to turn it up a little bit. He's been out for, I guess, 2 years now. I'm going to shout out my brother Casanova, DJ Casanova, what it do. He put me onto this kid. His name is Blueface. He's actually an LA native. He went to Arleta High School. I had to like do my research on him because I didn't know anything about him. But he's got a record that I like.
I think he's a handsome kid. I just think he's kind of a troll and I don't know.
What's a troll? Why is he a troll? I don't know anything about him. I just heard this record literally like a couple weeks ago, which I probably shouldn't talk about because I'm a DJ, but it's not something I would normally play, but it was it, you know? And everybody was going up.
Well, bust down. Let's hear
it. Yeah, we gonna bust down, Tatiana. Yeah, now I'm about to crip walk on y'all niggas.
Blue face, baby. Yeah, I... Bust down, Tatiana. Yeah, I wanna see you bust down.
Bust down, Tatiana.
Bust down, Tatiana.
I wanna see you bust down. Pick it up, now break that shit down.
Break it down.
Speed it up, then slow that shit down on the gang.
Slow it down.
Bust it,
bust down.
Bust down, bust it, bust it, bust down on the gang. Bust down,
Tatiana.
I wanna see you bust down.
Over.
Pick it up, now break that shit down.
Break it down.
Speed it up, now slow that shit down on the gang.
Slow it down.
Bust it,
bust down.
Bust down, bust it, bust it, bust down on the gang.
Over.
Blue face, baby. Yeah, I'm every woman's fantasy. Mama always told me I was gonna break hearts. I guess it's her fault. Stupid. Don't be mad at me.
Don't be mad at me.
I wanna see you bust down.
Bust down.
Bend that shit over on the gang. Make that shit clap. She threw it back, so I had to double back on the gang.
On the gang.
Smacking high off them drugs.
Off them drugs.
I tried to tell myself two times was enough.
Then a nigga relapsed on the dead lows. Ain't no running, Tatiana. You gon' take these damn strokes.
Tatiana.
I beat the pussy up, now it's a murder scene. Keep shit player, Tatiana, like you ain't never even heard of me.
Blue face, baby.
Buzz down, Tatiana. I wanna see you buzz down.
Buzz down.
Then I shit over. Yeah, I now make that shit clap on the game. Now toot that thing up.
Toot it up.
Throw that shit back. I need my issue on the dead level.
Buzz down, Tatiana.
Buzz down, Tatiana. I wanna see you buzz down. Pick it up, now break that shit down.
Break it down.
Speed it up, then slow that shit down on the gas.
Slow it down.
Bust it, bust down. Bust down, bust it, bust it, bust down on the gas. Buzz down, Tatiana.
Buzz down, Tatiana.
I wanna see you buzz down.
Over.
Pick it up, now break that shit down.
Break it down.
Speed it up, now slow that shit down on the gang.
Slow it down.
Bust it,
bust down.
Bust down, bust it, bust it, bust down on the gang.
Over.
Hey. Bust down, Tatiana, bust down. Bust down, Tatiana, bust
Did
down.
Did you see the dance where he like grabs his balls? And he's, like, jiggling up. I'm like,
it makes you want to do a little something, though.
Oh, bust I see. Down, it makes Tatiana. You actually do it. No, make bust you want to nothing. Right. You're doing it.
Yeah, he's signed to Birdman's like West Coast label, too. Which is...
Yeah, to Whack 100. We got to get him in on our idea to make these transplants start paying tax.
Totally.
Get at us, Wax. We really need to talk about that.
Are people that are signed to his West Coast label not from the West Coast?
I don't know who they are. I don't even know if there's anybody else signed to Cash Money West besides Blueface, is there?
Oh, but Blueface is from LA.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I'm here for it.
I thought you were calling him a transplant.
No, I was saying we need to talk to Wack. Who Blueface is his artist, about us getting these transplants to pay tax.
Yeah, that is who we need to talk to.
He can help. You can help with it.
Yeah.
Get him and JC on behind how it. We'll figure it the fuck
out.
How
can we figure it out?
All right. But okay.
Yeah.
Bust down then, bitch.
Bust down, bust down.
So I kind of wanted to circle back and touch on something that we discussed last week, which obviously we kind of tried to like unpack the whole Afro-Latina and the Afro-Latino and all of what that meant. And I actually ran into something on a creative artistic medium called Instagram.
Mm.
And I think it's interesting. I wanted to share it with our listeners.
Yeah, so let's play it.
Queued up?
Yeah, I got it queued. Let's see.
They try to say I'm black too. I am not black, honey. I'm not black, I'm just Dominican. I am not mixed. If I was mixed, bro, my parents, either one of them would be so-called black. They want to call it I'm black. One of them would be black, one of them would be Dominican. Boom, I'm black and Dominican. No, shorty. What people be doing is they try to get, like, information from the bad time, the old days, and try to say Dominicans came from this piece of shit, so that makes you black. Look at this nonsensical ignorant nincompoop. You don't want to get information from the back times, the old times. Do you mean history? You mean you can control or delete the past? How? Santo Domingo, the capital city of DR, was the first city in all of the Americas to import slaves from where? Africa. So essentially, what does that mean? Well, it means that you're black and you're black, black, black and you're black, black, black.
Yes, yeah, stupid bitch.
They try to say
Like, I girl.
Mean, it was frustrating to see that. But the reason that I kind of wanted to highlight that is just because, like, I know that that girl's opinion represents so many people. Not just Dominicans, but Puerto Ricans. And, you know, there's tons of people that it's like,
you are completely negating.
She said they always want to bring up facts from the old times. You mean history?
Right. Exactly. She nailed it. I love this lady. Shout out to her.
There's nothing that is more annoying than that. And if you're Spanish and you want to still be racist against black people, you can be. But
where
you're
does
just
that
gonna be
stem
like,
from, though? Where does that come from? I don't
systemic
understand.
Systemic engineering and self-hatred that they're completely oblivious to. But I don't even give a fuck about that. That's between them and their therapist. Mm-hmm. It's more just like, you're the fucking Clayton Bigsby of your race.
Yeah.
Like, you are the blind white supremacist.
Mm-hmm.
You don't realize how stupid you look.
Yeah, you should be part of that. What was that group that...
What?
I can't think of it right now.
I hate when you do that.
I hate that,
like,
too.
There was one time a quote. forget it.
No, I'm trying to think. It was the Black Republicans. What was their name? You know it. I know you do.
No, I don't.
Kanye like designed the, I have to look it up because it's going to piss me off.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I genuinely don't know of a group of.
Yes, it's a whole group.
No. Just are you talking about the alt-right and the black members of the alt-right? Mm-mm. We're like the tiki torch fuckers?
Mm-mm.
All right, well.
While I look it up, you can continue.
Do you
talking.
Mind if I move on?
No, you can keep talking.
Ugh, all these white
Blexit. That's what it was. You didn't hear about Blexit?
No. Yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
They tried to say he designed it and then he tried to denounce it.
Say that he didn't, yeah.
Like,
right.
I'm trying to have a Kanye-free 2019, to be completely honest.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's been muted. I refuse.
Yeah,
refuse.
I'm trying to have a yay-free 19 just mm-hmm. because I deserve it. Mm-hmm. I've given him enough of me.
A know? Lot, girl.
I'm done with
your whole
it.
Childhood.
I'm finished!
But yeah, but it's crazy that these kids are out here thinking like that.
They're brainwashed and that's fine. And maybe they'll wake up. Maybe they won't. I'm starting to get to a place where I used to be like, I have to educate the masses. People need to learn. I need to tell them. But I actually saw a really interesting interview by Amanda Seales where she is this comedian that has this really great special coming to HBO and check
I
that out.
Her.
But either way, she touched on the fact that it's like, so you're going to tell me that as a black woman who at one time in this country, it was illegal for me to be, to read, to write, to be educated. Now, after all of this systemic engineering and bigoted racism and slavery and Jones Crow era and all of that is in a fucking melting pot and makes this disgusting stew of fucking corruption and fuckery, you want us now to turn around and educate the kids of the people that performed, that made sure that our society stood in that place. Mm-hmm. And now we're supposed to what? Teach them? This is how you know us. This is how you deal with us. You should be aware of this. Fuck you. Read a book. Mm-hmm. It used to be illegal for us to do it. Suck my dick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm off that. Right. You know? Like, that's not my place. If it's your prerogative and you want to talk to somebody that you feel like you want to share information, that's one thing. But as far as me feeling anymore, like it's my responsibility, nah. We off that. 100%. Except to the generation.
Yeah, because I was just about to interrupt you and be like, yeah, I was like, that was literally what I was about to talk about.
You don't withhold information from family.
No.
That's different.
Yeah, but even not family, like his friends. When Alexi starts bringing home friends.
But that's a tribe. That's our tribe.
Yeah, so I wouldn't necessarily like strangers, okay, but even in that, you know what I mean? If you're put in a situation to be able to spread knowledge, I would do it, you know?
But I look at that more so as, yeah, like a tribe, and that has shit to do with my people, who my people are, not mm-hmm. only my people as far as like black people or Hispanic people, but also just like-minded people that understand and get it. That's different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But educating somebody that pretty much wants to be racist, for sure.
Well, yeah, I'm not here. I'm not here to wake those that already know.
Wake up sleeping people.
Yeah, they already know. I'm here to wake up people that don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
that's so interesting because you and I have had like so many disconnects just kind of based off of that in general, just like with our different dimensions, because we have a lot of shit in common, but like way more shit not in common.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like it was making a little bit of like controversy, even in the way that like we execute this podcast, because mm-hmm. That's very your standpoint. Like, I want to educate people that don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And my standpoint is very
fuck
much,
them.
I'm not fucking talking to the people that have yet to care.
Right.
I'm talking to the people that give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
but that's what I was saying before, too. There are people who, I have friends who parents are racist and they completely despise them. You know, they don't agree whatsoever.
Right.
But they also recognize that that's just who their parents are. But they're like, fuck you. You know what I mean? Some of them even rebel and are just like, I'm going to go out of my way to show you,
like
you know?
Yeah.
So at the same time, like, I don't want to.
But I'm not punishing somebody based on their parents' beliefs. I'm punishing somebody, and not even punishing, but it's just like, I'm limiting the extent at which I'll discuss certain topics with somebody that shows me that they're
capacity on that topic is limited or skewed in whatever way they've decided for it to be.
Yeah. You know? I just think I'm more open to being like, well, let me hear you first.
Not think you are more open to doing that shit. I have no interest. Yeah. But I also think that that's huge in just kind of like the dimensionality and the multifacets of mixed women in general, because mm-hmm. you and I have two very different perspectives on doing things for the most part, all the way across the board. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you do have that. And I don't even, and like, I don't want to, I don't want you to think that I'm attacking it in any way, because girl, I think it's something that should be celebrated. Like, mm-hmm. I think like, oh my, like what's horrible about having a good heart and fucking like mm-hmm. hoping for the best and wanting to see the best in people? For me, like, I'm just a cynical little asshole and it is what it is. Mm-hmm. But I also, I have no interest in pandering. Like, I'm not here to inform white America of whatever. I think that white America's had platforms. They've had speaking. They've had that. And now it's our turn to lend our voice and our perspective and our biracial experience. And that's what I'm here to do.
No, I agree. I agree 100%.
Pet white people and tell them they're pretty. They heard that before.
Well, you know? No. See, but that's the thing. I don't think that we should be doing that. But I do, like, in the words of another fellow queen, when they go low, we go high.
Right. And that's the difference. When they go low, I'm down to the ground with your ass, bitch. Right. We could go as low as you want.
Right. So that's just what it is. But that's what's so dope about having us kind of be the two different kinds, because you need that. You don't know how many people you're going to wake up. You know what I mean? In the midst of that. If everybody was just angry.
Right.
It would be, there'd be people that didn't get saved.
And sometimes my anger is sarcastic, so it could be fun too.
Yeah, or
you
insulting.
You gotta read the rage however you wanna read the rage.
Or insulting.
Sometimes I'll insult you. Sometimes. Make you laugh.
You're like the Sour Patch Kid, bitch.
Yeah, first they're sour. Then there's, that was my last Instagram caption.
That's funny. So, right. So, yeah.
But either way, I mm-hmm. think that, I don't know. It's interesting and it's all perspective and we all see things the way that we can while we're at this place, and even that's subject to change. Mm-hmm. So who knows? Maybe I'll get like old and sweet. But in this exact moment, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I just don't.
And I'm going to be a little bit more optimistic.
Yeah. And I love that about you. That's why I keep you around.
Oh, is that why you keep
me
around?
That's the number
God
one
for
reason.
That. Jesus, I don't know what I would
what
do.
What did you think?
I don't know, girl. I thought I'd been trying to get rid of you for years.
No, girl. I was supposed to been shipped you out.
Oh, is that what happened?
Shipped you back.
Okay.
We brought you back.
Appreciate
no,
you.
But I love that about you. And I also love that we showcase those extreme differences.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Because actually, on this podcast, you will see them probably all unfold, because they do in so many different ways all right. the time.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. So moving forward.
I feel kind of shady talking about this because it's like another in the mix. But recently I went to dinner with a bunch of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy I was at dinner with, he had a friend who is this English guy by way of Ghana, whatever. He's like this African dude. And he was there with like his white girlfriend. And then also don't forget that I also, you guys, just to remind everybody, got finessed by a guy who was secretly fucking white girls behind my back. So it's like I might be uber sensitive to it.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole concept of white girls that exclusively date black guys with no prerequisites, the only prerequisite is that they have to be black,
mm-hmm.
genuinely makes me want to
puke.
Just perform assaults.
So often aggressive.
Like, I can't stand it. It's just, and all of the, and maybe it's just like some bitter ice queen shit. Cause when I was dating a white boy, the amount of shit that black men gave me
mm-hmm.
is insane. Like the shit, that's you? Oh, word, that's you. Oh, that's what we're doing.
Right.
Oh, okay. So we see how you move now.
Well, obviously there's a double standard in that.
But also, even after Brock and I broke up, I got for even like over a year, like, oh, you know, she only fuck with white guys. Like, that's how she moves. She just right. fucks with white guys. And it's like,
but you guys do it all the time.
You guys, all the time.
All the time. It's interesting because my mom, being Filipina, she used to tell me how she would get so much shit for dating black men. Like,
yeah.
kind of how what you would get from the guys is what she would get from black women. So anytime she was like with my dad, like,
See, and I'm one of them.
You women. Are them. You are. That's why I'm and cracking tell up. Gigi. Right. She's listening right now. Hey, girl. Hi, mom.
I have no idea. You were the opps. Just like Cheryl.
Right. It's interesting, though, because I can only imagine what your mom went through, too. Like dating a black man and not being black, like, all of the hate, like, she would literally tell me when she walks in a room, she walks in a restaurant, she could feel the eyes, you know? And it would just be like, damn, you know? And it's crazy to think about what they go through, you know? Because genuinely, I know from what I know about my mom, but also my mom is different because she grew up on Slauson and Crenshaw. People think my mom is black until I say she's not black.
You say Asia's mom's not black. I say one time Asia's mom rolled up to the club and threw a shoe at her to get her off stage. Then we could talk about who's black.
Right. Right. People think my mom is black until they find out. Yeah, exactly. She is hood. She grew up off of Slauson and Crenshaw, went to Fairfax High. Like, she grew up in that environment, you know?
Yeah.
But for the most part, she's dated other men outside of being black, but for the most part.
Because that's a woman that's not fetishizing our men, and that's my fucking problem.
I know, but what I'm saying is that same mentality, you could, if you didn't know that about my mom, you could take it and be like, this bitch is only dating black men. Who the fuck does she think she is? And that's not really the case. And even with your mom, you think about it. Your mom is not black. So think about that same attitude if somebody had that
You're
towards your mom.
You're saying keep that same. Girl, don't get nobody jumped by my little tiny ass out here.
But I'm saying, you know what I mean? Like, imagine the attitude that you have towards that.
You're saying keep that same energy all the way across the board.
Yeah, like.
But, okay, yeah, but here's my thing. Like, my mom always tells me the story, like, the first time she kissed my dad, they were at, like, some Laurel Canyon party.
Mm-hmm.
And she had just got out of this really long relationship with this guy she was dating for 8 years.
Ooh.
They lived, like, in the LES, and she had just come back from, like, doing her whole thing with that guy. And it was 8 years. It was a long time. You know, mm-hmm. She was young. She was in her 20s. And my dad took her out and kissed her. Mm-hmm. And then my mom ran away crying.
Why?
And then her sisters, she has two twin sisters. Shout out Aunt Ada and Aunt Paula.
Hey, girl.
Her sisters ran after and were like, what's wrong? What's wrong? Like, why are you crying? And my mom was like, you know, I've never kissed anybody after Kenny. Like, that's the first person I kissed. Aww. And then her friend was like, oh, my God, I thought it was because he was black. Like, she didn't know what the fuck. And my mom was like,
huh?
Yes. Yeah, like, right. Huh? Like, that's just not how my mom moves.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even going to be like, she doesn't see color. Because she's not that, like, either. She's fully aware of what the fuck is going on. She has two eyes like all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not fetishizing our men. She's not out there like,
I'm but you that know that about that her. My point is, you know that about her personally.
But I also know women that are very open about fetishizing black men.
No,
I know one woman that told me, next time you go to Puffy's white party, invite me because all those black men in white remind me of heaven. Ugh. And it's like, you have blonde hair and blue eyes, my nigga.
Right. It's so weird because it's just like, how are you able to differentiate the difference between just having a type and if they are black?
Preference and fetishizing. It's two different concepts. I've been at dinner tables with my weed guys, homegirls who were just little, like, blonde white girls who would, like, ew, I've never seen a pink dick. I would never fuck a white guy.
Well, yeah, those are, yeah, I feel
and
you
I'm
on
just
that.
Like,
I feel you on that.
I need you to fuck a white guy tonight, Heather. Because
stupid.
The fire that's burning inside of me.
No, I feel you. But it's just because, think about it, we were just talking about this recently. Growing up, I didn't have a type. You know what I mean? All the guys that I dated were black. But I did not have a type until whoop-de-whoop high school.
Yeah, but I could do that to you, too. Because as much as you call me a black supremacist behind the scenes, you've never dated a white boy.
He was my first kiss, Kenny.
You love to go back to junior high.
Kenny.
We all had a first white kiss. Shout out Ryan Ellison.
Kenny, that was my man at Castle Park on Van Nuys.
How old were you?
Middle school.
Exactly.
So? What does that matter?
I have. So I'm the least
but
racist
when I,
one.
No,
I win
bitch.
The anti-racist award.
I'm trying to think. When I got to high school, though, I wasn't hanging around white people, really. My circle of friends were black. We were with the black kids. That's what it was. In middle school, I had my friends, the Rachels and Morgan and all of them. I was the only black girl in my group of friends.
Okay, as a functioning adult.
Now.
You've never even looked in the direction of a white guy because that's not your preference.
I'm
right?
trying to think. Because then I moved to New York. Did I see any white boys?
Don't do this, right? Because she loves to bring somebody out the woodwork, a fake person.
I need to know.
Oh, yeah. I did date someone in a wheelchair before.
Shut up.
This person.
I'm trying to think. And maybe you are right. But it was.
No, but it's also preference. Let me tell you, white America, nobody's caping for you like my sister's caping for you. Okay. She has your fucking back.
Fuck
runs
you, bitch.
Me fucking low.
Shut up. I'm just trying to walk in love.
They're okay, Kanye.
Fuck you, bitch.
No, but I get it. There's preferences. And I feel that same way about like my militant Muslim nonsense.
Yeah, I'm trying to open your box up.
I'm trying to open my box up too, my guy. You feel me?
Pause. Can girls so say pause? Funny. You're annoying.
Hilarious. PG-13.
You are so annoying.
Moving on, as far as we talk about in the mix, I feel like we always get the questions whenever mm-hmm. we pose for somebody to ask us questions about our hair.
Oh, we're going on into our paying it forward segment.
Well, I mean, it's in, yeah, okay, let's cut it in half. It's like biracial now. It's like half in the mix, half paying it forward.
Oh, okay.
Down?
Sure.
Just because, like, we didn't necessarily, like, implement our paying it forwards from last time, and we always constantly get the same questions, which is pretty much about our hair.
Mm-mm. It's a frequent question.
That's been a question since before the podcast.
Every time. What is your curly hair routine?
Yeah.
And just in case anybody was wondering, we do not have the same curly hair.
No. We actually ran across some... Betty recently, who was like, I can tell you guys are sisters because you have the same curl pattern.
We were like,
couldn't be more different.
Right.
Blind baby. We are curls, couldn't be more different.
Right, exactly.
We've also actually done each other's hair for several decades.
20 years.
But okay, so then what's your curly hair routine just for like the curly hair girls out there that are...
Well, I've evolved, so
ooh.
I have. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you my number one best friend, and her name is Diffuser.
Oh.
And that Diffuser runs...
How long do you hold the Diffuser?
So what
I do
is usually... So first of all, curly hair number one, I only wash my hair probably maybe once a week. I'm not consistently washing my hair every other day or every day because it dries my hair out. What I've found for me is it dries my hair out mm-hmm. and a bunch of hairstylists have always told me you can wash your hair with conditioner. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, co-washing.
Exactly. So I usually do that all the time mm-hmm. because I like to actually do my hair. If I'm straight from the shower, I diffuse it, but I'm all on my other best friend is my spray bottle.
Right.
So sometimes I don't feel like all the way dipping her in the water, you know? So I'll tie her up. And when I get out the shower, I spray it with...
Her is her hair, you guys. You have to remember. This is a young queen trapped in a lady's body.
So I'll spray her, you know, and then I usually just do a quick little crimp, crimp, crimp. So spray, spray, spray. I add the moisturizer. I crimp, crimp, crimp. I kind of let it air dry a little bit, and then I diffuse.
And then when you diffuse, are you like... Walk me through it.
I am diffusing from the ends all the way to my roots.
Down, all the way up, hold it, and then for how many seconds are you holding the diffuser?
I'm honestly doing it as... For 2 seconds. It's just a keep. Because what I noticed, here's another trick. I do my hair first, and then I'll come back to it while it's still
damp. Yeah, yeah.
Do my face, and then come back to my hair and finish her off. Because you want it to air dry a little bit to keep your natural curl. For me, at least. For my curls. I want to keep my natural curl.
Do you do hot or cold diffusing?
I like to use in the middle. Shout out to Holly, Joey's sister, because she taught me literally 12 years ago to not use the high heat on your blow dryer because it ruins your curls. It dries your hair out. Mm. And you'll get the same effect on medium. So I'll even do a cool, girl. I will add the cool.
Good to know. Yeah. I didn't even know that because I've been doing high heat.
Mm-hmm. And my favorite product to use is Rizzo Curls. Shout out to Julie.
Yeah.
She has this amazing curl concoction for all types of curly hair girls. Literally. She's got a deep conditioner. She has a shampoo. She has a leave-in conditioner. Like, literally everything. A styling curl.
No, Joey got me like the full set for Christmas. Mm-hmm. I have like the travel.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite is the spray bottle where it's like you could retouch that mug up.
All of it. Yeah, that was my idea, girl.
Mm-hmm.
I killed him.
That was my idea.
Yeah, that was my idea.
He killed it this Christmas. I was like, you tricked them.
Right, exactly.
And then the David LaChapelle, he was killing it. But
So that's what I do.
I've been the Rizzo's Curls Nazi. I'm scared because I feel like when I run out of it, I'm going to be like, fuck.
Well, she sells it all. She sells it online and she's right there.
So. Is it sold in like... Like
everywhere. No, well, I don't think it's in Target, but she might. I know she has it. Yeah, she has it in a few beauty supply stores too.
I'm gonna see what's.
But she's also so tight, girl. You could send her a text. And if you go to her Instagram page, Rizzo's Curls, she has actual instructions, video instructions.
No, you tagged me in that one. So once I got all the products, mind you, I am. I've been conditioned to basically like hate my curls. I hate my curly hair. I always have since I'm little. And I'm right now trying to like recondition myself into liking it. But it's fucking Rizzo's Curls that's even getting me to fuck with it. That's like I literally, I wash it. I do the thick, I do the big comb now. You know what I mean?
Just because, you do a big comb. Yes, that's a trick.
You don't do, that's the trick because those bristle, those white girl brushes. No, that's not part of it. So I do the co-wash as well. I wash mine kind of frequently because I wear it like down and crazy so much. And also I smoke so much weed that it's like your I have to wash my hair.
Right.
I smoke way too much weed not to wash my hair frequently. But so I'll wash it and then I'll do the big comb and then I'll put half up Rizzo's Curls, do the curl defining cream on half and then take the other half down because my hair is very thick. So and then I'll do that half. And then I just let it air dry.
Sometimes
I'll, I mean, like, and I scrunch as I go because I saw Julie's tutorial where when she was scrunching, I was like,
she is committed.
Oh, bitch, you're a magician.
Committed.
You, she knows what she's doing.
If you guys go and look at her Instagram, those luscious curls that she has, she's had, I, you know, I went to elementary school with her.
No, I know.
Drill team. Shout out to Arlita's drill team. But she's had those curls since we were like, 8 years old. Like, she's had them her whole
life. Her curls are beautiful. And her product, it smells good. It works good.
All natural. You can eat it.
It's I'm not going to eat the curl cream.
You know it's all natural.
No, but also, like, I remember the first time I used it, you were like, your curls. And I was like, it's Julie's thing. I was like, it's not even me. Like, I feel like I'm tricking everybody. It makes my curls so much better. And I'm actually able to just, like, be natural and as lazy as I want to be.
I love a wake up and go.
It's just, I'm not even girly enough to like go through a wake up and go.
Yeah.
So yeah, Rizzo's Curls is totally killing it for me. I want to get to the point where I have one of those like curly girl towels that aren't.
They don't dry your hair out.
The ones that aren't like that rough fabric.
Ooh,
like
ready for another secret. Shout out to Holly. A t-shirt.
Holly told me that too, because of the cotton.
Yeah, the cotton. If you wrap your hair in a t-shirt after you get out the shower, it doesn't dry your curls out.
Curly, because this right now, like, I just have, like, I just put it up or whatever, but I'm on day four. You know what I mean? With Rizzo's curls. And it's like, this should be way frizzier and crazy. Like, I can take this down and it'll still be cool.
Rub it a little bit, call it a day.
Yeah, do the little spray bottle, boop, 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 roots, we out. Yeah. Like, That's sick. It totally works. So for the curly haired girls.
Yeah.
Or if you have a little curly haired.
Or if you're trying
lace
to
front that you want to get popping. What?
Right.
You
still got to get those. I love my lace front. Let me tell you.
You've been loving it.
I love that lace front.
Living your unicorn dreams, my little pony.
But if you're. Or trying to train your curls. Because I lost my curls at one point in time too. And I use the same method to just.
Right.
Bring them back. So.
No, you've always had the best curls, but curl patterns are incredibly different. And it's cool that that product could be that versatile.
So, yeah.
So cute.
So I guess we're going to end it with our cliche social media quote.
It's a cliche social media quote of the day, but considering that I left my phone in the car.
Oh, bitch. You don't even know what it is.
I know, but luckily I happened to have written a poetry book. Find a quote. No, I'm going to do the Hove quote, obviously, because I don't think that I'm profound enough to quote yet. And it is the Sean Carter quote that is, what you reveal, you heal. So,
yes.
Stop living in secret, suckers.
It's a word, honey. It's a word. And on that note, we are on our way out. Thank you guys for listening and tuning in.
And don't forget, it is not that we aren't impressed by your social media following. It's just that we're not impressed by your social media following. See you later.
Bye.